on. Come on. Damn it.
Hey.
Still on that boss fight? How long's it been? An hour?
I don't know. An hour and a half? I can't even remember at this point. This guy's impossible to kill.
I've been to the gym, the dry cleaners, and grabbed some dinner in that time. Maybe you just have to admit that you suck at the game.
Okay, Mr. Productive. It's my day off. Got me some slack. Talk about kicking a man when he's down, huh? You come around the couch and sit next to me, watching my progress. Or lack thereof.
I'm impressed. You're usually swearing at the TV by now.
Shut up. I slouch back against the couch and rub my eyes. God, my head's buzzing. I really should take a break. I'm frustrated and annoyed, and I've been staring at a screen for like 3 hours.
Did you use the disarming potion?
Yeah, two. I figured if I get his health down right out the bat, he could take fewer hits.
Oh, that's a rookie move, man. Here. Give it here. Let me show you.
Your fingers brush against mine for a second as you take the controller from me and start to play. I adjust a little on the couch, hoping you can't tell how much even just a simple touch does to me. God, if you ever found out. You really helped me out when my old landlord decided to sell the building I lived in. It's been great. Us living together. I like hanging out with you. Playing video games, eating takeout. You keep trying to get me to join the gym, but it's not really my thing. We are so different. You're more outgoing and social. It's rubbed off on me a little. You've helped me come out of my shell a bit, I guess. I've always known I wasn't straight. I've just never known how to express it. Growing up in a small, traditional town, it was never really that accepted. And when someone did come out, it was hush-hush, like some dirty secret. I wish I could tell you. I don't know, it doesn't happen often. But when it does, it hits me hard. The infatuation phase is so intense when I feel it with men. With you. I haven't stopped thinking about it since a few days after we moved in together. It's been 5 months.
You've got to whittle his health down. Use the potion now, not any earlier. And, oh, that's how it's done. I am the master.
How the hell did you do that? You give me a smirk as you stand up, stretching and tossing the controller back at me.
It's natural talent, what can I say? Some people have it, some people don't.
I can feel heat rush to my cheeks as you stand up and strip off your shirt, tossing it onto the chair across from us. I try not to stare, but I can't help it.
You okay, man?
I'm just... too much screen time. I think I need some fresh air.
Oh, you like what you see, huh?
I mean...
Hey, don't worry about it. You know, I'm actually flattered.
You're always joking around, always teasing me. Always putting on this fake ego persona. But there's something about your voice now that's different. You seem empathetic, almost. Really?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of suspected you were a little fluid, you know?
For how long?
Since literally the day I met you. I just figured you'd tell me when you were ready. And I can't say I haven't thought about it, too.
You sit back on the couch with me now, facing me. Your lips look so soft. And that knowing grin you always give me. You see right through me. I feel pulled in by your eyes, your lips, the scent of your sweat from the workout. I have no idea what I'm doing as I'm doing it, but I can feel myself leaning in closer.
It's okay.
Mm. My mind is blank. There's no time to think. No time to second guess. Your lips are so soft against mine. And you cut my jaw, pulling me closer to you. You wrap your arm around my waist, and I wrap my arms around your neck. I trail my fingers down your chest, and your muscles tense a little under my touch. My hands roam over your body. I have no idea what I'm doing. I've never done this before with a man. But my hands are just reacting to you. And touching you. Feeling you. I can't stop. It feels so natural. The way my hands drift down to your shorts. Oh my God.
No, I need to go shower. You're more than welcome to join me if you want.
Fuck. Your eyes are fixed on mine, watching my reaction. I can't believe this is happening. Feels good. So fucking good. I can't think. Not in the shower.
No?
No, it's not that I don't want to. I mean, I've never... I see it click in your mind, what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say. Your face is a little hard to read. Fuck. Should I not have said that? You pull away from me and stand up. My heart sinks a little. But then, you turn around and offer me your hand. I take it, and you help me to my feet.
You could just watch.
You want me to?
I think it'd be really fucking hot. You watch me, I watch you.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.